Magic 92.5 presents Jagger and Christie's Christmas Wish, made possible by Altus Schools.
It's time for another Christmas wish, and this morning we have Stephanie on the line. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
Hi, Stephanie. We got your nomination for Christmas Wish, and this is for Stacia. Now, this is your daughter?
Yeah, this is my daughter.
Okay, well, what we're going to do is get Stacia on the line, and then we'll have you read your nomination, okay?
Excellent.
All right, hang on.
Thank you so much. Hello?
Hi, is this Stacia?
This is.
Hi, it's Jagger and Christy calling from Magic. How you doing?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
We're good.
I bet you're wondering why we have you on the line.
Well, kind of.
Well, listen, we are doing our Christmas Wish program, and we've been taking nominations for Christmas wishes, and we got one from your mother, Stephanie. She's on the line. Say hi.
Hi, Mom. Surprise, surprise. Yes, Mom. Hi.
Listen, she wrote a great nomination. Would it be okay if she read it, Stacia?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Stephanie. All right, Stephanie, go ahead.
So I wrote in for my daughter because I love her so much. And I wrote, my daughter, who's an ICU nurse and a single mom, has a 2-year-old little boy who was just diagnosed with acute lymphatic leukemia, ALL. It's going to be a very long journey. According to the doctors, it could be up to 3 years of treatment, including chemotherapy if there are no complications. Within 24 hours of him getting diagnosed last week, he had a central line put in, a bone marrow aspiration, a lumbar puncture, multiple blood transfusions, lots of medications, IV sticks, and his first chemotherapy put directly into his spine within 24 hours. My daughter will have to take off the next several months to take full-time care of this precious little boy due to multiple hospital visits and outpatient chemotherapy with the horrible side effects of treatment. There are many expenses that come up, including co-pays, medical costs, medications, not to mention all the expenses that come up just to keep her household going. She also has a very beautiful little active 6-year-old boy. Any donations would be helpful and amazing, and I'm super grateful. Thank you.
Wow, Stacia, you have a lot going on, don't you?
Yeah.
Right. How's Bo doing right now?
He's taking a nap. He woke up at 5 and I made him 3 meals. he's a hungry little boy right now.
And when is his next chemotherapy?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
All right, well, yeah. Listen, here's what we want to do. You have so much going on, and we want to thank your mom for nominating you. So we want to just lift the burden of Christmas off, so you don't have to worry about that. We want you guys to have a great Christmas. Would that be okay?
That's so sweet.
Okay. Well, first of all, do you have a tree?
I don't. No, not yet.
Okay. Well, we're going to take care of that because we have a good friend. You may have heard of him. His name is Chicken Charlie. And he has a tree lot in Grossmont Center. And he wants you and the kids to come on down there and pick out a tree that you can put up in your house for Christmas. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And then our friends at Armstrong's Garden Centers want to give you a $75 gift card so you can get your wreaths and all your decorations for your tree to make it look really nice and all that in the house too, okay?
Oh, wow. Okay.
And maybe you hear us talking about our friends at Barron's Market. They want to give you a $100 gift card to take care of your Christmas dinner.
Wow.
It sounds like Bo has a pretty good appetite.
Yeah.
He eats all day long. He's eating me out of everything right now. Now, which I love.
That's awesome.
Steroids.
Yeah.
A hungry little boy on steroids.
Oh,
right.
I bet.
Gotta love the appetite. Love the appetite.
Well, and yeah. You probably have, if you listen, heard us talking about Better Off Med Spa, and our friend Sari, who owns Better Off Med Spa, is giving a $200 Visa gift card to each and every wish. So you have that going for you if he gets really hungry.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
And then, of course, Christmas is all about the kids and opening up presents. So we have the tree now. We got to get presents under the tree. So we thought for Bo, I understand Bo likes fire trucks. He's enamored by fire trucks.
Yes, that's one of his many loves right now.
All right. Well, listen, he is going to have a very cool fire truck to open up on Christmas morning, and you can wrap that up for him, okay?
So sweet.
And then we're gonna get Rowan a Playmobil City Action toy set, so you can put that under the tree for him. Now let's talk about you.
Yes, Stacia, let's talk about you.
Are you kind of stressed out by all of this?
I think that's an understatement.
Understatement, yeah.
Man,
we're getting by.
Are you doing any me time?
No, not so much.
Well, we want you to have a gift card to Joelle's Salon and Day Spa in Carmel Mountain for $250, and you can go maybe get one of their services, a couple of their services. They do hair, whatever you need, you know.
Massage.
They do massage. You go and take care of yourself a little bit through this tour. You're not going to last. You got to have your self-care going on.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Wow,
that's incredible.
Love that.
All right, and now a little bird named Stephanie told us that one of the things that Bo really enjoyed was after the chemotherapy, and I can tell you, I had chemotherapy in my younger years, and I came out just fine. He likes it when he gets a little massage. So she mentioned a massage chair and maybe a little a toddler swing, but we didn't know exactly what to get.
We looked and looked, and we didn't really know what would be right for him. So we want to give you a $500 gift card to Target to go pick something out, okay?
Wow. Okay. Oh, my God.
Gosh, little man.
Yeah.
That's so wonderful.
And, is he crying?
Yeah, he just woke up.
Aww. Well, tell him there's one more thing coming your way, and okay. That would be, I know he needs diapers, you need all sorts of stuff.
And there's medical expenses that you're going to encounter.
Yeah, so how about we give you another $500 Visa gift card?
Oh, my God.
You're making her cry.
Oh, my God.
Well, we can't imagine what you're going to have to go through and what Bo's going to have to go through. And it's just a little padding for you to take care of those extra expenses that we know are going to come up.
This is so sweet and so incredible. Well, I don't even know how thankful I am.
Well, you know what? We want to thank your mom, Stephanie, for letting us know about you. And I tell you, first of all, both of you guys are heroes to us because of what you do for a living.
Yes.
And especially this year when you're right in the middle of the coronavirus and you have kids at home and everything. I tell you what, you guys are heroes in our books, and we just want you to have a very Merry Christmas, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Now, there's only one thing to do to make this wish come true is I'm going to need a Merry Christmas on the count of three. You ready? One, two, three.
Merry Christmas!
If you know someone who could use some help this season, nominate them. Or you can even give back and make someone's Christmas wish come true. Magic 92.5's Christmas Wish, presented by Altus Schools, a custom pathway to success for students.